USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Times Square is usually jam-packed to ring in the new year, but it's closed to the public today because of the pandemic. NYPD Chief Terry Moynihan says there will be a police presence to make sure no crowds form.
My message to those ringing in the new year, please stay at home.
Frontline workers and first responders will be honored for their roles during the coronavirus pandemic during tonight's New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square. The Senate is opening debate on what could be the first override of a President Trump veto. The House already voted to override President Trump's veto of the defense policy bill.
We've enacted an annual NDAA for 59 straight years and counting. In the next few days, the easy way or the hard way, we're going to do our job once again.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell speaking on the Senate floor. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.